Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Gospel passage that we just heard in some ways sounds like the script for a scary movie. If it were to be made into a movie, not even Tom Cruise playing the hero could save the world from the destruction that's predicted. In some ways, Jesus' description of the end seems to be happening in our own time. For example, Russia recently intensified its missile attacks against Ukrainian cities, and Putin threatens nuclear attacks. Hurricanes have caused terrible damage in Florida. Forest fires, aided by drought conditions, spread through several states. These are just some examples that seem like a vision of the apocalypse. So we wouldn't be completely surprised to see a street preacher holding a sign reading, "The end is near." St. Luke was a great storyteller. His gospel was written about 50 to 60 years after Jesus' resurrection for a community that was mostly Gentiles who had suffered greatly. They wondered where God was in the face of their struggles and their persecution. Although the passage that we heard today is bleak, the last sentence must have encouraged and comforted them as it might comfort us. When our world collapses or events raise our fear levels, when our world collapses or events raise our fear levels, Jesus' words help us to see opportunities to live out our faith and to witness to others. Suffering can be opportunities for us to express our hope, which would raise questions from those around us. Where do you get your strength from? What makes you so hopeful? As Jesus said, this can lead to us giving powerful Christian witness. St. Luke's readers would have known what Jesus said about the temple had come true. In the year 70, the Romans destroyed the temple, looted it, and took its treasures back to Rome. The early Christians, recalling Jesus' prediction and knowing what had happened, could have confidence in his other words, that he would be there to enlighten his disciples when they endured the anticipated persecutions. I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. Sadly, conflict and division have always been part of the human condition. Even Jesus predicted the ongoing nature of human strife. Nation will rise against nation. And he also talked about earthquakes, famines, plagues, persecutions, and family disagreements. But times of difficulty are also opportunities to witness to who we are in Christ. In the midst of life's turmoil, we know the beauty of a relationship with Christ and the opportunity to stand up for our faith and to proclaim that we live by Jesus' standards. As Christians, we can't allow the dark forces to have their way. The world needs the gospel now more than ever. It needs believers to witness to God's love, mercy, forgiveness, the pursuit of peace, the beauty of each and every life, the hope of our life in Christ. We have to remember our responsibility to others. Today's readings remind us to work hard for the benefit of the community. Otherwise, we can't expect to share in its bread. We must let honesty, truthfulness, and fidelity be part of our daily lives. Each of us, each day, may have its own troubles, but these can be overcome if we do the things that Jesus did. Show mercy, share our bread, seek peace, and welcome a stranger. Most adults remember that as the year 2000 approached, there were all kinds of fears about the date. In technology, the fear was that computers would suddenly stop working. Other people worried how this would affect the economy, record keeping, and anything else dependent on computers. As we know, the computers never crash. Other people worried that somehow the year 2000 would be the year of Jesus' second coming. And obviously, that didn't happen either. Jesus didn't offer his disciples or us a detailed timeline of when he would return. He won't tell us how long it will be before the end. And that's a good thing. Imagine if we knew exactly how many hours, minutes, days, weeks we had to live. We would be so preoccupied by that that we would miss the beauty of everyday life. We're called to live each day as fully as we can. The destination will make our wait well worth it. There may be some suffering along the way, but we know that that won't last forever. And in the end, if we live according to Jesus' teachings, we will share eternal life with him forever.